You think, then, that this data is worth sacrificing the lives of 400 men, including yours and mine, to get? Kinson asked earnestly. Certainly. Or 100 times that many, Cardine snapped testily. You heard me say, did you not, that this opportunity is priceless and may very well be unique? QX, you can come. And Kinnison went on into the Dauntless. He went to bed, wondering. Maybe the chief was right. He woke up, still wondering. Perhaps he was taking himself too seriously. Perhaps he was, as Haynes had more than intimated, indulging in mock heroics. He prowled about. The two ships of space were still locked together. They would fly together to and along that dread tunnel, and he had to see that everything was on the green. He went into the wardroom. One young officer was thumping the piano right tunefully, and a dozen others were rending the atmosphere with joyous song. In that room, any formality or as-you-were signal was unnecessary. The whole bunch fell upon their commander gleefully and with a complete lack of restraint, in a vociferous hilarity very evidently neither forced nor assumed. Kinnison went on with his tour. What was it? He demanded of himself. Haynes didn't feel guilty. Cardine was worse. He would kill 40,000 men, including the lensman and himself, without batting an eye. These kids didn't give a damn. Their fellows had been slain by the overlords. The overlords had in turn been slain. All square, QX. Their turn next? So what? Kinnison himself did not want to die. He wanted to live. But if his number came up, that was part of the game. What was it? This willingness to give up life itself for an abstraction? Science? The patrol? Civilization? Notoriously ungrateful mistresses? Why? Some inner force, some compensation defying sense, reason, or analysis. Whatever it was, he had it too. Why deny it to others? What in all the nine hells of Valeria was he griping about? Maybe I'm nuts, he concluded, and gave the word to blast off. To blast off, to find, and to traverse wholly that awful hypertube, at whose far terminus there would be lurking no man knew what. Chapter 17. Down the Hyperspatial Tube. Out in open space, Kinnison called the entire crew to a mass meeting, in which he outlined to them as well as he could that which they were about to face. The Bosconian ship will undoubtedly return automatically to her dock, he concluded. That there is probably docking space for only one ship is immaterial, since the Dauntless will remain free. That ship is not manned, as you know, because no one knows what is going to happen when the fields are released in the home dock.